The grass between the house and the barn looked untrodden. He crossed to the porch. The porch screening rotted and falling away, a child's bicycle. The kitchen door stood open and he crossed the porch and stood in the door. Cheap plywood paneling curled with damp and collapsing into the room, a red formica table. He crossed the room and opened the refrigerator door. Something sat on one of the racks in a coat of gray fur. He shut the door. Trash everywhere. He took a broom from the corner and poked about with the handle. He climbed onto the counter and felt his way through the dust on top of the cabinets. A mouse trap, a packet of something. He blew away the dust. It was a grape-flavored powder to make drinks with. He put it in the pocket of his coat. He went through the house, room by room. He found nothing. A spoon in a bedside drawer. He put that in his pocket. He thought there might be some clothes in a closet or some bedding, but there wasn't. He went back out and crossed to the garage. He sorted through tools, rakes, a shovel, jars of nails and bolts on a shelf, a box cutter. He held it to the light and looked at the rusty blade and put it back. Then he picked it up again. He took a screwdriver from a coffee can and opened the handle. Inside were four new blades. He took out the old blade and laid it on the shelf and put in one of the new ones and screwed the handle back together and retracted the blade and put the cutter in his pocket. Then he picked up the screwdriver and put that in his pocket as well. He walked back out to the barn. He had a piece of cloth that he intended to use to collect seeds from the hay bales. But when he got to the barn, he stopped and stood listening to the wind. A creaking of tin somewhere, high in the roof above him. There was yet a lingering odor of cows in the barn, and he stood there thinking about cows. And he realized they were extinct. Was that true? There could be a cow somewhere being fed and cared for. Could there? Fed what? Saved for what? Beyond the open door, the dead grass seethed dryly in the wind. He walked out and stood looking across the fields toward the pine wood where the boy lay sleeping. He walked up through the orchard, and then he stopped again. He stepped on something. He took a step back and knelt and parted the grass with his hands. It was an apple. He picked it up and held it to the light, hard and brown and shriveled. He wiped it with a cloth and bit into it, dry and almost tasteless, but an apple. He ate it entire, seeds and all. He held the stem between his thumb and forefinger and let it drop. Then he went treading softly through the grass. His feet were still wrapped in the remnants of the coat and the shreds of tarp, and he sat and untied them and put the wrappings in his pocket and went down the rows barefoot. By the time he got to the bottom of the orchard, he had four more apples, and he put them in his pocket and came back. He went row by row till he'd trod a puzzle in the grass. He'd more apples than he could carry. He felt out the spaces about the trunks and filled his pockets full, and he piled apples in the hood of his parka behind his head and carried apples stacked along his forearm against his chest. He dumped them in a pile at the door of the barn and sat and wrapped up his numb feet.